Exclusive: Monica de la Cruz, disturbing Democrat Vicente Gonzalez had Chinese bank account. By Jacob Bliss on April 1, 2021. Monica de la Cruz told Breitbart News Saturday it is disturbing Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, had an account at the Bank of China being a U.S. congressman. De la Cruz ran against Gonzalez in Texas' 15th congressional district, coming within a few thousand votes of winning a district. The seat has not been represented by a Republican in the 120 years seat has been around. De la Cruz said, "Never say never because, in 2022, we will unseat Vicente Gonzalez, which would make her the first Republican in Congress from the district." The host Matthew Boyle brought up Breitbart News' exclusive report on Gonzalez, showing he had holdings worth more than $100,000 in the Bank of China, a state-owned bank run by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, which he put in his financial disclosure forms filed with the clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives. In his 2017, 2018, and 2019 filings, the disclosure documents show Gonzalez reported the holdings valued at between $100,001 and $250,000 in the Bank of China. Each report includes a disclosure that Gonzalez earned between $2,501 and $5,000 in interest each year from the Bank of China account. Boyle mentioned the Bank of China is very public about its support of the communist dictator Xi Jinping and his plans for the world. He asked what de la Cruz's thoughts are on Gonzalez's financially being tied up to the Bank of China. De la Cruz told Boyle, "It is very disturbing that a U.S. congressman would have an account with one of our greatest adversaries. Look, not only does he have the accounts, but here are the deeper questions. Where did that money come from? Where did he get this $250,000? Up to $250,000 that was in this account. Did he pay taxes on this account? Not only that, but as you mentioned, this account is. And the Bank of China is very clear on the mission they support, which is the Communist Party of China." She continued, "When we look at this party, China is accused of very, very serious crimes. Mass rapes of the Uyghur women in a sinister program designed to promote ethnic unity. I mean, we're talking about re-education camps. Forced abortions. Now what is a U.S. congressman doing with a bank account going to support these types of policies?" Boyle asked about Gonzalez's response to these reports, saying he's refused to do any type of interview with Breitbart News after multiple requests, even refusing to do interviews with his local stations. He posed the question, "Is closing the account enough? Look, no American should be satisfied with that type of response. He owes it to his constituents, to the American people, to let them know why he had that account, where this money came from, and to make a public response on it. The fact that he is hiding and has not come out and vocally said why he has that money supporting these communist efforts is unacceptable," de la Cruz said. Breitbart Middle. Monica de la Cruz, March 27, 2021. When Boyle asked about de la Cruz's perspective on trusting China and mentioned the CCP covering up any information on numerous accounts of what happened and how coronavirus started, also bringing up the former CDC director Robert Redfield, saying he believes the coronavirus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, which was partially funded by the American taxpayers. De la Cruz responded, "China is a great threat to our American security. They have been very vocal in saying they want to be in control and take over the world. We see them in our healthcare. We see them in our technology. I mean, they are our great adversary. We should be very concerned about the Chinese government. And even more, we have a congressman that has his money in the Bank of China. So absolutely, you are correct. Coronavirus that came from that lab in China has devastated our communities, our small businesses, and our American economy. So again, very disturbing this congressman, a U.S. representative, would have up to $250,000 in the Bank of China." Boyle mentioned the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, putting Gonzalez on their exit list, saying what if he retired before the next election? Would de la Cruz be ready to go against any Democrat if he retires? De la Cruz believes that Gonzalez will go ahead with his bid for re-election in the midterms coming up in about 18 months. De la Cruz said the Democrats in his country are upset with his lack of stance on the illegal immigrants coming through the border. De la Cruz says she is ready to head against any Democrat that will be running against her in 2022. "When it comes down to it, it doesn't matter what person is in that position. It is about values and where the Democrat Party is leading Democrats in this country to, which is to a left agenda, to socialism. And we do not want that in this district, De La Cruz stated. Boyle mentioned the Biden administration's scrapping all of the Trump administration's immigration policies and creating this crisis at the border. Boyle pointed out how inhumanely the migrants are treated at the border and asked De La Cruz, a Hispanic woman, how seeing what they are doing at the border makes her feel about the policy. What the Biden administration have done by stopping the Remain in Mexico policy and starting the catch and release program up again, she said, describing what catch and release is doing at the border. The Border Patrol catches someone, and the immigrants are not running. They're walking straight up to Border Patrol and saying, I'm here seeking asylum. They catch them and release them out to the bus station, to an airport, and they fly them out to their American destination. She says this is not just an issue for her congressional district, but rather an American issue, claiming the Biden administration and Gonzalez have created a humanitarian issue on the border. Reigniting this catch and release program, what they have done has sent a message to people Central and South America that says, coming over here, we're going to release you into the United States. Last week, she was on the river observing how people were coming over to the United States. She witnessed rafts and rafts of little kids, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, these are unaccompanied minors, which she said have been traveling anywhere between 1 to 4 months to get into the U.S. She described the kids being abandoned on Texas ranchers' property because some families cannot afford the remaining balance they owe to the smugglers to bring full families over. De La Cruz called out Gonzalez in 2019. Her district had 500,000 immigrants come through her county. Gonzalez still has yet to meet with any Border Patrol during the last surge or the current one. De La Cruz wants to know why the congressman has not met with Border Patrol and why he hasn't been vocal about what is happening at the border. She said Representative Henry Queller, DTX, has had to get involved in their district in the past because Gonzalez has not stood up for the constituents. Queller recently told Border Report that more than 2,000 migrants were released into South Texas without court papers. The releases came as Border Patrol agents became overwhelmed by the massively growing numbers of migrant families and children crossing the border. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.